Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Maradinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. Hope you're all right.
Are you all right?
I hate to be that person, but it's a bit chilly.
Yeah.
It's a bit cold.
Yeah.
Really cold this week. I don't like being cold.
Well, for anyone who saw Rosie's Instagram this week before we recorded the episode, and to let you behind the curtain now, Rosie is currently sitting looking like someone trying to avoid the fine while getting on an EasyJet flight by wearing all their clothes.
Oh, okay.
In the airport.
Yeah.
You've got two pairs of socks on, you've got leggings on, you've got a hot water bottle between your legs,
you've
got a big, thick jumper with a dressing gown on top of it.
Yes.
With what I can see, some kind of sort of gym top coming through and covering your hands.
Yes.
I mean, you've never looked better.
Thank you.
And by better, I mean terrible.
Great.
Yeah. You look like, in the 90s, when a mom would come out in the street shouting and screaming because you've been kicking the ball off their fence or their garage door.
Oh.
Hey, here, get that fucking ball away from here. The bins are bad.
That's you.
Oh, see, I grew up on a main road, so you grew up in like...
I grew up on an estate,
I was on an estate, didn't you? So you would have known that. I never had that.
You look like this... if you were standing in the street, if you went and just stood out in the street now, someone would stop and ask if you're all right, because you look like there's been a fire, or you've been locked out, or there's been a burglary, or your house has fell down.
I do, yeah.
That's what you look like. You look like something terrible's happened.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you. I was at the supermarket the other day, and people were in their pyjamas. That hasn't happened for a while.
In their pyjamas.
Because the Bandit, don't remember the Bandit? Especially, well, obviously we're in the North East.
I know the Bandit on the school pickup.
No, the Bandit in supermarkets as well.
Pyjamas.
This was about 3 or 4 years ago. Do you remember when it was the height, right?
Nice.
So the height of wearing pyjamas to the supermarkets was about 10 years ago. And then about 4 years ago, around here, they kind of like tried to ban it.
Sorry, for anyone around the world who doesn't know what pyjamas is pyjamas.
Pyjamas, sorry about that. And then just, I was in Asda last week, rogue little Asda trip, and there was a full family in their pyjamas. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I thought, how?
Full family though. I mean, if you got the full lot. Set.
Mom, dad, two kids.
I'll allow whole family. I will allow not one person on their own. I won't allow, but a full family. They're making a statement there.
I know.
They're sticking it to the man.
They're making the statement of, I'm not fucking bending my legs to take off these trousers and put on a different pair, but I will walk around Asda. No, I'm not okay with it. I'm not all right. And I am such a slob. You know I am, right?
Oh, laziest person I've ever met.
But I'm not okay with wearing your pyjamas to go around the supermarket.
Yeah.
Put your clothes on.
I would love to know how, when they banned it, they must have lifted the ban or they must have relaxed it.
I don't think it was a full ban, Chris, if I'm honest with you.
How they enforce it, though, that'll be my... How fucking gutted would you be if you were walking around the supermarket and someone came up and went, sorry, sir, no pyjamas, and you went, what? This it's just me clothes? What the fuck? And they're like, sir, come on, no pyjamas, come on, wipe the sleep out of your eye, finish your Horlicks and fuck off.
Some designer clothes look like pyjamas, to be fair.
If Pharrell Williams, in his loungewear, turned up at our local Asda, they'd have him out of there for having his pyjamas on. I'm telling you, they'd be like, oh, you, John, what, get them off now.
There's certain outfits I've worn, and I've come down and you're like, are they your pyjamas? And I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah. That would be such a kick in the dick if the Asda security guard thought that your expensive tracksuit, or just your favourite tracksuit, or your slightly washed out tracksuit, was pyjamas.
I think they'd probably have a little sign up in the dressing room, I was going to say, in like the office, saying, you can normally tell the pyjamas if they've got like a character on, or hearts, or like lightning bolts, and do you know what I mean? Like, look out for them things, or say something like, don't wake me unless you've got a coffee. Right, that's there. Right, they're pajamas. Yeah. They are definitely pajamas.
Excuse me, how dare you? These are my tracksuits with little sleepy teddy bears on. This is my little sleepy teddy bear tracksuit. This is what I do all my training in. I look down, and if I'm ever going to do a set, do less reps in a set, I look down and I go, look, don't be a sleepy little teddy bear. Do the set.
Gym clothes.
Put your
clothes on. Honestly, like, I'm sorry. Put your clothes on.
In my head
now. Take you 5 minutes to get changed.
In my head now, in the office in Asda, they've got photos of people in their pyjamas, a lot like the pub watch poster that used to be in, where you had people who weren't allowed in the pub.
Just these
people in pyjamas.
These cozy little fuckers.
Yeah, these cozy.
These lazy, cozy, warm.
These lot, right? They come in. They're snug as a bug in a bloody rug. I tell you that. And I want them out of here. I want them out of here right now.
They are bringing this establishment down. Everyone looks at them. They want to fall asleep.
Nah, but I honestly, it doesn't bother me. Go shopping in your pyjamas. I don't care.
Oh, no. No. Fucking no.
Nah, it doesn't bother me in the slightest. No.
Kids in that, I can allow kids. Kids, if they want to be in their job, that's absolutely fine. Like, you know, there's been loads of times when the kids were little, we'd dress them in the pyjamas if we're going somewhere we knew we were going to be late and bloody blah. Yeah. Grown adults at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in their pyjamas.
Does mothers?
Nah. Does I'm not okay with it.
As long as they're nowhere near us and touching us, which goes for the rule for everyone in shops.
Oh, no, I'm just not okay with it. Just get cheated. Oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. What about turning up to work in your pyjamas?
No. Unless it's Red Nose Day or Children in Need.
What are you doing in this instance? What is this? This podcast?
I've just got a dressing gown on because I'm cold and this is my house. Listen, do you want us to run up to the one stop? You're okay with it, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the shops now dressing this with you. How are you still
okay
with
it? Oh,
no,
that's different. You're representing me.
He's not okay with it now, is he?
I'm random fuckers doing it in the shops. I couldn't give a fuck. Like, I barely look up from my shopping list in the supermarket.
You don't have a shopping list.
How dare you?
Oh, and the best the shopping list.
Yeah, which I have to rearrange. We've been over this before. I have to rearrange it so that it flows with the shop. You know, depending on what shop I'm going to. I know the route. I know where bread and eggs and all the different things are. Oh, God, I'm all over
proper
it.
Shop slags us, so just go to them all.
Listen.
Haven't got a favourite.
But you've always got to use the same bags. We've been over this. Now, listen, it is episode 252, 252. Exciting times. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with it. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is my brand new way of getting out of cold calls, which I'm very, very proud of.
Oh, is this what you told Everyone, me yesterday?
Everyone, get a pen, write this down. Your phone rings, you don't know the number. Hello? Bit of silence while they wait for it to click on because they've got like 6 calls going on. Hello. Yeah, hello. Oh, hi. It's Heather from EE. I want to talk about your plan. How are you today?
Fuck you, Heather.
No.
Stop ringing us.
No. Say no. Oh, that's not. It's just our job. I understand they're a bunch of bastards, but it's just our job. So this
Don't
is how you get
on.
Out of it. This is how you get out of it, guys. Write it down, right? Hello. Hello, it's Heather from EE. I want to talk about your plan. How are you today? I'm absolutely fine. Yeah, how are you? Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. One thing, Heather. I'm on a train, so I might lose sick. Phone down. Bye, Heather. She'll not ring back. I'm on a train.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. I do it in the house. I do it wherever I am. I've been walking around Asda telling people I'm on a train. Put the phone down.
That is good.
Oosh.
Okay, I'll try that.
You are welcome.
So I've gone a little bit further sometimes and I've done the whole...
Yeah. Chris Packard on the receiver.
Because I can't just... I don't want to be nasty to people.
Yeah,
because like you say, it is their job and it's not their fault.
Do you know what would be a good one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Heather, 2 seconds. Yeah, sorry, I'll try and listen, but I'm just mountain climbing at the minute. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Did I never tell you? I must have told you this. Years ago, when so my mum used to get, she'd pick up the house phone when I lived at home and she'd get calls from companies and she would kick off. She'd be like, they always ringing, it's a pain in the arse.
So, by the way, your mum and dad love their house phone.
Oh,
like my 86-year-old nana got rid of her house phone.
Oh, yeah, my mum like, still got the house phone. Love it. There. Still answer it like it's a hostage situation. Oh, hello? like they're waiting for the ransom. Like they're waiting for the hostage takers to phone with the ransom. Hello?
Even though...
Who is it?
Yeah, but they get dead cocky when it's one of us because it must recognise the numbers and your mum goes, hello, Rosie. And I'm like, all right, I am.
Do you know mobile phones do that? And then obviously she says, hello, Rosie, because you're off your face. You go, hi, it's me. Yeah, just said it. Anyway, I remember once, it was quite a nice little human moment. I don't know if I've told you this before.
Go on then.
I came in the house. I think I came in from school, mm-hmm. and my mum was on the phone, and she was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm happy with the energy provider or whatever she was saying. So I knew it was that. So I ran in for a laugh and I was like, you're told you're not allowed to use this phone. I've told you. And I like put the thing down on my finger and she started laughing her head off and she put the phone down. And about a minute later, the phone rang. And it was the woman on the other end who'd been on the phone. And I said, I just heard what happened there. Are you in danger?
Oh, you've told
and
me that
went,
before.
And she went, oh, no, it's my son being an idiot. And I was like, do you know what?
That's nice.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Nice scammers wouldn't there. Do that.
Oh, scammers wouldn't the do scammers, that.
They don't have hearts, Chris.
No, no. Well,
they don't have hearts.
She's dead, so is her bank account. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go.
Bastards. By the way, if you're a scammer and you're listening to this and you work in one of them fucking call centres, scamming the old people, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame.
Well, when they nearly got me for the bank one, I remember
I chatted
the lads for ages. I was making a laugh and everything. And then when I clicked on and went, look, I'm not going to transfer any money. I'm going to the bank. She was like, right. And she's put the phone down.
Bastards.
I was like, we were mates for a bit.
I know. It's happened to
Piece
me before.
Shit.
Arseholes. Yeah. We don't like you at all.
Yeah. If you're a scammer, we're going to play a jingle. And while the jingle's playing, you fucking think about what you've done with your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? Have a good, hard think.
Exactly.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid. If you're a crook, yep. Scammer, we hate you.
We kept ranting about them while I was exporting that file. Awful. Now, listen, Rosie.
Yes.
Inundated. Okay. With people thanking us, praising us for telling them the difference between a loft and attic and a basement and a cellar.
Right.
You will have no idea. Honest, over three people have tweeted me saying thank you for telling me the difference.
Exed.
Tweeted. I'm not saying ex. Not until he brings the cars out on the right side. Drive, right-hand drive in this country again. You can stick your ex up your arse, Elon. It's Twitter, and it'll always be Twitter.
I don't go on it, to be totally honest with you.
Well, look, listen, the whole... This, honestly, the mailbag was full. So, by popular demand, extreme popular demand, here's another installment.
What, is this about cellars? And
the difference between a corridor and a passage.
Are you for real? Why am I slightly interested? Right, come on then.
I knew you would be.
You know, I like houses.
A passage or a passageway are the same thing, whether inside or outside. While a corridor is the same, but mostly inside. Yeah. Though it can, in some contexts, refer to a thin piece of land which provides access from one country to another. Hall and hallway are, again, two ways of saying that same thing.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Passageway, passage, inside. Corridor. Inside or outside. Inside or outside. Corridor. Same thing, but just inside.
Right, so passage is more outside. You got
passage and passageway is more outside, Okay. Corridor's inside.
What do we say? Passage.
In the passage. Passage. Yeah, you don't say, I was in the corridor outside my bedroom. But it might be a northern thing, but it says in the passage outside. It's
where's
the pile of clean clothes? It's out of the passage outside the bedroom. Yeah. No, because the passage can be inside and out. Did you listen to the lesson?
I did, but surely you should use the one that's the one inside more, like corridor.
Yeah, but who's saying corridor?
Like a school. School's a corridor.
Yeah.
You don't say passage at school.
Because it's bigger.
You say go like, yeah, because it's big. You go see, it's down that
corridor.
Corridor's
a bit grander from where we're from. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're just passage.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Nice one.
So there we go. Look, we're all learning.
Genuinely, I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
I'm busy doing up my mum's house at the minute.
Yeah.
And now we'll use that to the builders.
Very good.
Oh my God, did I tell you, my mum?
No.
The builder was there and we're just chatting through what she wants and that, and she was saying, and you know when she uses big words because she is quite intelligent, my mum.
Yeah.
But me and the builder were like, what's she talking about? What word was it that she said?
Oh, she used the wrong word.
No, it was the right word, but it was just so unnecessary. I need that. What was it that she said? Oh, can I ring her?
If you want.
Sorry. She'll probably kick off. She's got Rafe. She'll be like, I'm busy with you, Ben.
He'd be on an iPad.
Sandra, ma'am, dead quick. What was the word that you used to me and the builder for the window space at the back of the house?
Aperture.
Aperture. Yeah. Wow. Okay. What does it mean?
Well, it's an opening, isn't it?
Okay. Wow. All right.
Wow.
Well, it's some sort of like opening, space, aperture in something.
Okay. Just checking. All right. Love you. Bye. It's really okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's hung up on this bitch.
It's obviously not okay. Well, change the subject.
Great.
I've got no sick.
I'm full of it.
Sorry, man, we're on a train. We've got no sick.
She
used aperture for no reason.
We're talking about the fact that she's going to be raging. She blades you on the podcast. Yeah. And she was going, so yes, we're going to have the window there. And then, see that aperture there? And I was like, you mean that gap, that space?
How was that word of day bog roll working out
aperture.
For you?
Aperture. I was like, all right, okay, great.
Aperture. That's fantastic.
Paul the Bill, I was like, she arid.
Can we also talk about the fact that we're getting your mum's bathroom done in the house?
Yeah.
And we asked her if she wanted a lovely roll top bath, and she said no, because I feel like I'm drowning when I'm in one.
Chris, the exact word she used was, every time I used to go in yours, I got a bit scared.
Oh, your mom is so little that a roll top bath is like a pool for her.
Okay, but she's only an inch. She loves to think she's an inch smaller than me.
Yeah.
She's not that much smaller than me. She literally was like, I used to just be scared in them baths. They were too big. So literally we had to type in the little baths.
Little baths.
And she's not getting a roll top bath anymore. No. She's getting like a proper...
I tell you what she's getting.
Well, I said to her...
what she's getting and she'll love it. She's getting one of them freezing cold foot baths that you used to get at the swimming pool where you'd walk through it before you went to
swim. Oh, with the proper like the sterile stuff in.
Just a big square lump that's about 6 inches deep. And freezing and she can have that. She can stand and she can Victorian wash in that.
No.
Ungrateful.
I said to her, I was like, Mom, if you get a roll top bath and you don't like it, that bath will never get used. So she's just, in our flat at the minute, she's got like a normal standard, bog standard size bath.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves it. I was like, just get one of them.
Fine.
Please, for the love
of God. Well, you like what you like. Remember when we got her a car? And I spent 3 weeks convincing her that automatic was better than manual.
Oh, she didn't sleep.
She wouldn't know. She went, I'm losing sleep. God, I'll not be able to drive it. And you know, I will never forget. Mm. Love it a bit. One of the stupidest things anyone's ever said to us was, she said, she went, but I really like changing gears. Do you? Do you? Well, why have you got, I'll tell you what, let's go one further. You got a washing machine. Do you not like going outside and fucking rattling up and down that washboard and using a stick and a big bucket of hot water? Yeah, nutter.
Oh, bless
I like changing gears. What? No one likes, maybe Jeremy Clarkson probably likes changing gears.
I think my mum as well, God love her, I think she's still stuck in like 1993 when she ran a family of five and she did all the cleaning in this big house and blah, blah, blah. Because she's getting, it is a house that she's going to be moving to, so it's not a flat anymore. But we're looking at toilets. And I didn't even think about this, right? But I mean, she's got a point. But at the same time, she doesn't have a family of five anymore.
Yeah.
She lives on her own. The toilet I sent her, she was like, I don't want that toilet. I was like, why? What? I was like, it's a nice toilet. She's like, see them bolts on the bottom? They're a nightmare to clean. I was like, how many people do you think are going to be visiting your upstairs bog? Like,
wow.
It must just be the mindset of like, well, there'll be 19 pisses in that a day.
There will, because once she's in there, my kids aren't sleeping here anymore. They're staying there. I'll pop around for an hour a day to see them and I'll come back here. It's going to be fantastic. Can't wait. So a tiny little update on the book, by the way, children's book. All the text is completely done and we are now just waiting for the illustrations and we will share them with you, including the front cover, as soon as we can. But we're very, very proud of it and very excited.
It is good, Chris. Yeah. I think it's really good.
All going to love it and we hope your kids are going to love it. And it's still available for pre-order on Amazon and all the other book places. So there you go.
It'll be out. It's out in September as
well. Yeah, and a massive thanks to everyone who's pre-ordered already.
Yes,
we've got the top of the charts on Amazon over the weekend. It was amazing. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba. So, you know when we get emails and people say they have like something sparks off a random horrible memory?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was that sparked this memory for me, but I had one the other day.
Okay.
I think it was because I used to work in an office and I was watching The American Office and obviously loads of like really cringe, awful things happen on the office. And I just must have been thinking about that and I was in the shower and a memory popped into my head and it was so awful. I literally went like, aah! To try and get the memory out of my head.
Okay.
Right? Really embarrassing.
Right.
So, it was I must have been 17. Yeah, because I used to drive to this job. So I must have been 17.
Was it the Inland Revenue?
Yeah, it was Inland
Revenue. I worked there as well. We were on different shifts.
I was on nighttime shifts. You were on daytime
I started at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I used to get in on a night and immediately get bollocked every single day by the lady whose desk I used to sit at on a night, because apparently the desk, it was always messy apparently when she got in the next day. She was like, you need to look after me desk. Every day I got a bollocking offer. It was incredible. A load of our work there. It was like a fucking youth club. It was just people at college working there on a night. Now, one lad was the lad who could sort of get your dodgy films and that before just anyone could get them. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he did quite a good line in pornography as well.
Oh.
So, well, this is back in the days when you couldn't just get it on the internet. It was like, you could get them, like, you know, you had to know someone who could get you a copied fucking DVD. It was ridiculous.
Sadly, passed me by. I didn't know anyone with dodgy porn.
Right, okay.
Don't know if it was a girl thing. Maybe
possibly
just,
more of a girl thing.
Which is
thing,
sad,
yeah.
Because porn's nice for everyone.
Well, you know.
But maybe back then I wasn't that arsed.
Well, one lad, I think, if I remember rightly, he was called Pete. And his mate was called Jamie. And what class lad.
Oh, Pete!
Porn Pete! Yeah, Porn Pete!
From Potterbury Road.
Penis Pete! Penis Porn Pete!
Never heard of him.
I think it was Pete and Jamie. I think, anyway. So, I remember, I think it was something like, I said to him, like, bring them in tomorrow or whatever. And I'd give him the tenner or whatever, and I was like, bring them in tomorrow. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm not in tomorrow. I think I had a night off.
So you're telling me you were buying porn when you were 17?
I must have been, yeah.
Dirty little rat bag.
Listen. How dare you? Judging me in your fucking seven layers of clothing.
What kind of porn was it?
Oh, just
pretty
like
base.
Worst.
Pretty basic.
No, the worst. Like, yeah, animals, cars. I'm joking.
Ew.
So, anyway, I basically said, that, I said to the Jamie guy, I was like, yeah, mate. I was like, do us a favour, mate. Tell Pete across there that I'm not in tomorrow, so bring the porn in on Friday. Mm. But do it discreet. Mm-hmm. And Jamie went, yeah, no bother.
Pete Ramsey says, bring the porn in on Friday.
I fucking nearly died. I went so red. I'm going a little bit red now.
You've never told me that.
It was it was so awful. And everyone in the whole office looked.
Did they all know that, Pete?
Well, yeah, I think a few people did. But everyone, and I had nothing to say. And I'm quick. And I've always been quick on my feet. But I was just literally like, no. What? No. Oh, what? Bright, he fucking bellowed it across the office, and then he just went back to his work, and I was just like, "You," but very funny, very, very funny.
Oh, no.
Hats off to him. But it popped in my head the other day, and I was 17 again, and I got so embarrassed
because I think nowadays with kids and that porn is it's just so normal. I think
so
now.
Accessible.
So accessible.
By the way, sorry, I've just
back
realized,
in the day
when I was 17,
all.
We still didn't have broadband in my mum and dad's street. That's why.
Mm.
We were the last people to get broadband. You know, all my friends used to go on online gaming during the summer holidays, and I just used to have to go and knock around other people because they used to sit on their own.
We didn't have internet because my mum and dad were tight. And we just never got it.
I remember at one point bartering when I thought we could get cable, but we couldn't. It was like 30 quid a month or something ridiculous like that, which was all my friends had it, but it was so fucking expensive. My mum and dad were like, no chance.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying to my mum, I'll not take dinner money to school, and you can just keep me dinner money. And you can pay for the internet
that's
with that.
Tragic.
That's how desperate I was.
That's tragic. How much dinner money did he get? I'm sure we've talked about this.
£2 a day.
Yeah.
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 This is when Greg's sausage rolls were 25p.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This was £2 could get you.
Were you not at the fish and chip
all
shop?
All kinds. Not every day, no. Even at like 14, I remember thinking fish and chips every day is fucking a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah. We used to go on Friday. Me mate, Mariam's uncle. Oh no,
you weren't allowed out for dinners, you liar.
Until year 11.
Oh, yeah. Your school wasn't allowed out until year 11.
Well, I was on free dinners.
Yeah.
For like about 4 years of comp.
Mm-hmm.
When you used to have to line up at the bottom of the stairs and get
is
your little
thing.
Is this
because you family's income required free dinners, or is it because, as we know, well documented, you were best friends with all the dinner ladies?
No, it's the first one.
Just checking.
My dad went back to uni. And claiming income support. So I got free dinners, which is great. And then in year 11.
Fucking buzzing.
Year 11. Oh my gosh, I was still on free dinners, but I had a job.
Wow.
So I used to pay to go out for my dinner.
Whoa.
I know.
Did you used to sell the free dinner pass?
I didn't, I wasn't that savvy. Used to just go, go to waste. So we used to go on a Friday. Ozzie, my friend, my best friend at school, her uncle owned the Pizza Planet.
Mm.
And we used to go there for free.
What?
Chips and gravy on a Friday.
Good God.
Good
free.
Times.
So you are still on free dinners?
Free, I know.
So what the fuck was all that shit about a job? You didn't have, it doesn't matter.
No, but that,
a job
that
for?
Paid, because that paid for me bakery goods.
Oh, your baked goods, of course, yeah, a load of baked goods.
Lee's Bakery turned up, why I?
Great.
Oh, that's still open, that. It's lush.
Yeah.
I often think about it. I do.
I often think about it.
I love, honestly, I love, if Robin ever comes into me complaining about dinners, I'm like, you don't know where you're born.
Oh, his
I
menu.
Loved school dinners.
Sorry, I know. The school menus, every school he's been at, the menus, fucking hell, I'm like, can I come in?
I know.
God.
Yeah, gets curry in that.
Meatballs and pasta, chicken tikka masala, mm-hmm. fish and chips on a Friday, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef,
beef, beef,
beef. Go on, the ladies first. What is your beef with me?
My beef with you is that you whistle out of tune.
You might have had this before.
Have I?
Or have you? I don't know. I mean, maybe. You've done is that I can't. You've done that. I can't sing.
No, you can't sing.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I have
even
actually.
And I can't even whistle.
No, you whistled the other day, and I wrote it down on my phone. Oh my gosh, maybe I have done it before. It's really really out of tune. I didn't think you could whistle wrong.
Wow.
I think
give us a tune.
Okay. Do I Can See a New Horizon.
Oh, that's fucking difficult. How can I whistle that?
Oh, well, do Happy Birthday. Fuck me.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Right, where you whistle?
Let me whistle.
That is so out of tune. Are you fucking shitting me? Chris, that is so out of tune.
All right, hold on. I'm laughing. You can't whistle when you laugh. That's the one thing
you can't
do.
You can't. Okay, that's better. There you go.
This is horrible. Simon, am I through to judges' houses?
No.
Shall I go on Britain's Got Talent when you're whistling?
you never know.
Stand there. Sorry,
it's been on a while.
Sorry, I'm laughing. Oh, I'm laughing even more now.
I think the trick is you just need to concentrate more. No, you lost it.
Oh, fuck, whistling's for dickheads anyway. I hate people who can whistle. I hate people who whistle non-stop. I hate people who can do the thing where they put their hand in their mouth and fucking pierce your ears. I hate people even more who can do the pierce and ear ones without putting your hand in your mouth. Stick it up your arse.
Do you just want
you're that? Not shout, like, and he's not shout. Arseholes. Sorry, I'm just jealous.
No, it's fine. Do you got a beef for me?
Yeah,
I was
going to
do a different one, but I'll save it for next week.
No, that's good. Of course I've got a beef for you.
Yeah.
So... layered. This is layered, this beef.
Oh, good.
So we went down to London the other day for
the
meetings and stuff. We were...
had a nice time, so is this going to be...
We were at Marks and Spencer's.
Is this about...
Listen. Okay. Listen, right? We were at Marks and Spencer's at King's Cross, about to leave, and you went, I'll get some crisps. Actually, no. No, I'm not going to get crisps. No, I'll not. I said, okay. And I
because
went,
I keep saying I'm going to be good.
Yeah.
And then I keep going, tomorrow. And that was the day.
Yeah.
There was no more tomorrow.
Hmm. Yeah. I bought some for me.
You said you can have a few of mine.
I said you'd have a couple. A couple was the words.
But right.
Two, maybe even three I'd allow. Right?
I think I had six.
You had more than six. You came thrice, not once, not twice, but thrice. Your little top trotter, came over the table to grab my crisps. Not even that bothered about this. Not that bothered about the fact that you said you weren't going to have the crisps and then you took mine. I knew it would happen anyway. A little bit bothered that you took too many. Mainly bothered by the fact that you used your fucking MacBook as a plate for the crisps.
What's wrong with that?
It was, you were literally watching your iPad and you were going to work on your MacBook later on. So you had your MacBook here. And one of the staff went past and looked down and just saw you eating a pile of crisps from the top of your MacBook. And I was just like, what is this?
Well, okay.
Look at this little...
Right.
What?
It's cleaner than the table.
Keep them in your hand. Or, I don't know, a napkin. You were literally eating them off, dare I say it, quite an expensive computer. It was ridiculous.
My computer. All right. Right, fair enough. That's fair enough. But that's just you.
Right.
I thought your beef with me was going to be that I spilled a glass of wine in bed.
I forgot about that. My beef with you this week is that we were in a nice hotel and you spilt a full glass of wine on your pillows and your bed, and I had to phone up and ask for two pillows and not explain why I needed three. They must have thought we needed three fucking pillows each. Like, they're sleeping upside down like fucking bats. That vertical we've got
Chris
upside
was,
down.
Chris was so annoyed.
So angry. Like,
why? It wasn't on your side. It did stink a wine.
It's just
I'm
you.
Not
it's just you. Like, every time. Like, you are that person. I know where stuff is. And even in the middle of the night, I wake up, I know exactly where my phone is on the floor. I can reach out of the bed and I can hit that phone screen with my finger first time. I know exactly where my bottle is. You just. In the night, it's just like, it's like someone, you know that trick where someone whips a tablecloth off the table with all the shit on it, but they can't do it, and it just goes every night in the middle of the night, just ponking, bong, sh- oh shit, water, liquids.
I can't books, take water phones. Under bed anymore.
I don't think you should have electrical sockets next to your bed, because if there's liquids,
I've stopped
there,
taking water up, Chris. It's
unbelievable. Stopped. But that the weird thing is as well, you're so fucking lazy, you won't actually move. So. Am I right?
What do you mean?
So you won't get up to go and get something, so it has to be within reaching distance.
Yes.
The side of your bed is it's disgusting.
Oh, it's... Oh, please, everyone. It is not. There's like a couple of books, a pair of AirPods, and then the loads of Rafe's books underneath.
Yeah.
Lip balm.
Six or seven chargers, a lip balm, a face mask that you've lost the charger for. That
I have lost the
infrared
charger.
Over the Christmas... Every single morning I would come in and there would be a cup with six or seven Celebrations wrappers in. Sometimes you're in a dark chocolate phase, so you've got like an open up bar of dark chocolate with loads of bits of dark chocolate in it at the side of your bed. Am
well,
I right?
You're giving away all my little secrets. I like a little snackety snack in bed before I shut my eyes.
It's like a buffet. It's unbelievable. Slob. Absolute slob.
Yes, and proud of it.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, please send anything you like to shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you kindly.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Hope you are all well. We are. Thank you very much. Just listening to episode 251, last week's, and the story of the woman who is chilling in her car instead of going swimming whilst her husband does the chores around the house.
Legend.
This triggered a memory of an ex-work colleague from several years back. This happened approximately... Okay, there's something in this, by the way, right? Which, see if you agree.
Okay.
This happened approximately 10 years ago whilst at a previous job. A few of us would often meet up for drinks one evening during the week. However, one of my colleagues had a very demanding wife who definitely wore the trousers in their relationship. In brackets, sorry, Chris, I know you can probably relate.
I know what. She's got about three pairs of trousers on the day, so you're definitely right.
This actually got me proper thinking. Like, am I a dick? Because I think maybe my frustrations come out on this podcast because, please, can you tell everyone that you're not that easy to live with? Oh, don't. He's doing his puppy dog face. So, don't you dare.
Is that what you want me to say? If that's what you want me to say, darling, I'll say it. Don't worry. Guys, I'm not easy to live with, apparently. That's why Rosie's always... If you look at her Instagram, Rosie's always out drinking with her friends and stuff. And I'm in the house looking after the kids.
Stop it.
Sorry. I'll stop. Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Chris, don't.
I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry, please. Not here.
Stop. Don't. I felt really bad.
Yeah, you should.
No, stop. Chris, don't. Please.
Rosie, just tell us what you want us to say and I'll say it. You know I will. Just tell us what his...
Okay, I think everyone thinks I'm a dickhead.
No.
Wait, stop it. This is not funny.
No, not at all. And first of all, right, where's me walk hat? Where is it? Wearing the trousers is a very sexist phrase, by the way, sir. And no, it's pretty 50-50. I mean, I don't know. You're not a pushover, but I'm not a pushover either.
No.
It's pretty 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, so. You know, not hard work, no. Battle axe. I'd probably use the word battle axe.
Okay, then. Yeah, maybe I am. Who yeah. cares? No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're not, man. You're all right. But yeah, come on.
But yeah.
I understand why someone would think that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a fucking nightmare. You're literally a nightmare to live with. It's really, really hard work.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Mm-hmm. So much.
Yeah.
But spend more than an hour with a comedian, right? Yeah. And then tell us if you're still laughing, right?
It's look, it's absolutely fine. This person obviously thinks this, but I would not worry about it at all because you don't wear the trousers. It's 50-50. If anything, we've got a leg in each.
Yeah.
There's one pair of trousers. I've got one leg in and you've got another leg in.
Yes.
And it's all good. Yeah. And on your leg, you've spilt chocolate and wine and stuff. Yeah. Mine's pristine.
My dick is much bigger than yours.
Yeah, yours goes all the way down my side as well.
Yes, of course it does. Right,
lovely
okay.
dick.
Listen.
Lovely dick.
I think if I was a bloke, I'd have a really small dick.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just.
Okay. That's weird because you've got a massive fanny. I'm joking.
I do not have a massive fanny.
I'm joking. Nice. You don't.
It's nice.
You don't. Hear the echo in a fanny? Right, away, that's enough. Come on, you don't wear the trousers. I was winding you up. Come on.
Okay. You love it though when someone's on your side.
Oh, very rarely happens.
Fucking love it.
Very rarely happens. Yeah. Twice on the fucking train yesterday, first person came past, the member of staff, and was like, oh, hello, it's me two favourites. And then turned to you and went, actually, no, you're me favourite. And she went, sorry. And I went, no bother. And then the next fucker who came up, he went, oh, hello, guys. Oh, Rosie, I'll speak to you first because I'm sure everyone always speaks to you first, Chris. I went, no, your colleague just literally told us I wasn't her favourite. So you're all fucking on one the day. So yeah, when someone's on my side, it's fantastic. Yeah. I love
it. Well, enjoy it, okay?
Yeah.
You enjoy it.
Doesn't happen very often, so this is great. Can I get this person's email? I might go for a
pint. Of course you can. Yeah, go for a drink. Yeah. I think people do think I'm a proper battle axe. I just offload on you.
Yeah, but you're also strong-willed and sort of, you know what you want, and I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that you're strong. I wouldn't like it if you were just... We wouldn't do this if you were a shy, retiring wallflower. Mm. And I wouldn't be attracted if you were a shy, retiring wallflower.
True.
So...
You attracted me.
Not a day, but sometimes.
Right. For context, my colleague was a Scotsman in his 40s with 3 kids. And despite attending the first few social gatherings, his wife had soon put her foot down and he began to become a much less frequent pub goer.
Got you. I mean, he's got 2 kids and it's during the week.
He's got 3 kids.
He's got 3 kids and it's during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was until a conversation in the work kitchen and a light bulb moment.
Okay.
Instead of telling his wife he was going to the pub, he would tell her that he had signed up to the work five-a-side team and would be playing every Tuesday evening.
So that's okay. That's weird.
I know. Oh, just to clarify, there was never a work five survivor side didn't exist. His wife was understandably far more amenable. Is that the word?
I think so.
Amenable to this activity. Excited, no doubt, at the prospect of her husband becoming a gym guy. getting a bit fit. All that our friend had to do was ensure that others, myself included, went along with the lie.
For fuck's sake.
So Tuesday arrived and I pulled up outside the house to the sight of my friend jogging down the drive in a full football kit, shin pads and all.
She got the pump.
Yeah.
That's fucking wonderful.
Once safely out of sight, I would pull over into a lay-by and allow my friend to change into the clothes that he had previously given me to store in my car boot.
No way. This is terrible.
So then we drove to the pub and enjoyed an evening of drinking and socialising. P.S. I'm teetotal, hence the designated driver status.
Right.
After the pub, we repeated the process in reverse. My friend would change back into his football kit and upon dropping him off at his house, would then proceed to squirt his water bottle over his head so that it appeared that he had been exercising, in brackets, and was still sweating despite a 15-minute car journey home.
This covert
operation was repeated every week for months, and as far as I know, his wife never questioned anything or found out the truth.
Let's just hope she isn't a SMA.
Wouldn't he stick the drink?
That's what I was thinking. What are you going to do? Come back? I think them half-time oranges were fermented because I'm trolleyed.
My thing is, I wouldn't care what you were doing.
Yeah. Just that you were left for one night a week with three kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you've got to have things.
So my question is immediately, what was his weekend like?
Well.
So if he was completely gone on, because it's give and take, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I'm wanting to go to jiu-jitsu or something at a time that I don't normally go, if I'm like, look, if I go to that, can we, you know, you can have them then and I'll have them then. It's like a trade-off, isn't
it? Oh, mate, everything's a trade-off. You're,
it's politics around
here. You're like that. Every time I'm like, oh, I'm going out with the girls, you're like, right, diary out.
I'm straight on the phone.
When can I go out next?
As soon as you tell me you're out, I'm straight in the WhatsApp group. Lads, I'm owed one. Yeah. Lads, she's in debt. Light the beacons.
I think that's how it should work, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's I've still got all them GNS when you went singing all them weeks when you were away all the nights. I've still got all them written down.
You don't put them on Instagram, still don't think that they don't exist. You go out plenty, mate.
Look through my Instagram. Whenever you find me on a night out, that's the last night out I was ever.
Absolutely not. Babadoo 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 ba. Hi Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous as this is something I've never told anyone.
Juicy.
Going back, yeah. Yes.
Really?
Well,
here we go.
Okay, this is going to bring back some old memories of a very early podcast episode.
Ooh.
See if you remember. Going back to my uni days, let's call them my slag days, I had a few fuck buddies on the go.
A few?
Yeah. In brackets, just explain it for people I would meet regularly for sex with no strings attached. Thank you very much.
Thanks for that. We know what. Are we, man? Fucking hell.
Anyway. Myself and one of these fuck buddies decided to get a bit adventurous. He suggested I put some Skittles in my vagina and he would eat them out of me.
Have we had Skittles in vagina before?
We've had Skittles in a penis before.
Oh, there we go.
Not in a vagina. He would eat them out of me, you know, a bit of food play.
Awful.
I didn't really think about the potential thrush and all of the health risks involved, so naively agreed.
And how long were the...
Listen, if you would listen if you would listen to your bedtime story, you'll find out.
Bedtime story.
Right. If she's there and it's like right in front of him, whip them in and fire them in his mouth one by one, or if it's put them in and I'll see you in a couple hours, you want shot with shit.
Right, well, let's just okay. So September, it's coming out from Chris and I is there's a punami in my house. In September 2035, 10 years time, we're gonna have there's a bag of Skittles in my van.
If they're not banned by then,
why would they be banned?
Skittles are getting banned all over America for the shit they've got in them. Yeah, yeah. I think California's just banned them. Loads of places have banned Skittles.
Are they bad?
Loads of shit in them. Yeah, yeah.
I fucking love Skittles.
Yeah.
Oh, you joke. Like what stuff? How are?
I don't know. Like, you know, probably sweeteners, carcinogens, E numbers.
Surely just in moderation.
Don't know. Oh. Apparently, if you take them vaginally, it's fine.
Oh, okay, great. Great. I'll do that from now on.
Anally kills you.
Oh,
yeah, just an inch. You get it wrong, an inch.
Oh, it's, yeah, yeah, fatal. He went about opening a packet and racking them up there. Isn't that's intense, isn't it? Being new to this, he didn't keep count of the amount he rammed into my welcoming vagina.
Fucker.
Welcoming Chris's ready.
Tis the rainbow.
Indeed.
Oh, God.
He proceeded to lick me out and scooping up all the Skittles with the help of his fingers, finishing with a blowjob. So, right. On her or him?
Okay. I imagine, yeah. Oh, for God's
sake. So, to me, I just don't find that sexy.
Too much admin. Far too much admin. Skittles really babyish as well. What a babyish thing to do it with. What a childish thing. It's just weird.
What would you want? If you had to do food plate, well, sorry, guys, we will get back to the Skittles and Avaj very soon. Don't go anywhere, okay?
She
don't
didn't change die. She didn't die. She sent the email.
She sent the email and she's still alive. Yeah, yeah. She's fine. If you had to do any food plate, no, you have to. Gun to your head, right?
Killers.
No.
Pull a trigger.
What for sexy food plate?
Why do people... I don't understand why people do it. What you're doing? Food. Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the food thing. Oh, yeah, I'm dead turned on. Oh, let's kiss. Oh, can it? I'm chewing this. Oh, can it? I'm chewing this.
Sorry, are you trying to tell me you've never sucked chocolate spread off a dick?
Well, that's different. No, of course I haven't.
Okay.
Or any part of anyone's body. It's not my thing, like.
Oh, again, no, it's not.
Am I a
prude? Like mess.
I
no,
don't,
you don't
like,
mess.
I don't like mess. Mm-hmm. I go, literally, did you enjoy the Skittles in your vagina? Great. Don't sit on the bed, because if there's one still there, and I get the die from Skittles, it's a nightmare to go off these sheets. Like, no. What? Can't think of it.
Yeah, you have to. Okay. I'm going to choose something, right? I'm going to say, if I had to, like...
I've got it.
Okay, well, you know I'm a bit manky, right? If I was having sex and I had to, like, eat something at the same time, and it was chicken wings. Barbecue. Sauce, chicken
my
wings.
My worst one. That's my worst. I told you, the scene on Gavin and Stacey. Listen, the scene on Gavin and Stacey with eating the KFC. I can't watch it. I have to fast forward.
But I would smear it all over you, right? And then I would lick it off you.
You'd get...
Right?
You'd get choked out. Honestly.
I'd stab you with a chicken bone. All right?
Touché. Okay.
Good. You have to choose something. Jam.
Protein bar.
Protein bar.
Just because I like them. And
you're
going to
stick a protein
stodgy.
Bar up my vagina.
Nah,
eat
just put
it
in between your boobs. I'll just eat it out.
Okay.
There we go. Actually, I'd be up for that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Protein bar between the boobs. Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I'd be up for that.
All right. I'm trying a protein bar today, guys, by the way. Just let me know.
I'm trying!
I've never had one before.
Sorry, totally unrelated, by the way. She just said, can I try one tomorrow?
Not from Chris's arsehole. I promise. Just... just...
Pretty bar with special sauce.
Yeah. I think the food thing, I think it's a young thing, personally. I think it's a trying thing. And
it's
then
a try
realizing.
Hard. It's a try hard thing, in my opinion. I find it to be a try hard thing. I don't know.
Not your cup of tea.
Just is sex not good enough? Well, I've been over this loads of times. Is it not just good enough? It's pretty fucking good.
I know, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And again, is sex not messy enough without hoeing a load of fucking scran in there as well?
I know.
There's enough, there's liquids, there's things going on, there's hairs falling out.
Puts a whole new meaning to bait box, doesn't it? Right.
God, honestly.
Listen, so they're in there, right? Fast forward over a week later, I received an invitation from another fuck buddy I had on the go.
Oh, God. Oh. So you want to fucking put M&M's up there now? Maltesers.
Maltesers would probably be the best thing.
They now call me Pick and Mix.
Well done. Form shrimp.
UFOs. What was the Peter Kay thing? Whoa, fudge.
Right, listen.
Oh, Jesus.
Just dead quickly, and this is so ridiculous, this might not even stay in because it might genuinely not be funny, but I think if I knew... When I was younger, if me and my mates knew that there was a girl who stuck stick and they were like pick and mix, I think it would get shortened to Bolden Cinema.
Do you think she'd be called Bolden
I think
Cinema?
We would just call her. And she wouldn't know. We'd just say...
Do you know pick and mix is geez. Longer to say? Bolden Cinema is longer to say
but
than
Bolden
pick
Cinema
mix.
Is just... I think it's better than pick Bolden and mix. Cinema. Just Bolden Cinema. Because anytime I think of a pick and mix, I think of Bolden Cinema.
Well, there we
when
go.
I was a kid. So there you go. Anyway. She's had an invite from another fuck buddy.
Another fuck buddy, yeah.
One thing led to another, and he put his face down there fingers.
The Skittle factory, yeah.
Yeah. He then lifted his head up and complained he had a lump of something disgusting in his mouth.
Mother.
He spat it out, and there it was. A rotten, fanny-soaked Skittle that had been left to fester in my fanny for over a week.
A pickled Skittle.
Pickled. It would have been white. It wouldn't have had any colour left.
Oh,
hey, listen, it gets worse. I ended up in a sexual health clinic where they had to root round my vagina to find all of the leftover Skittles and was immediately put on antifungal medication. Oh, not medication.
God.
Thanks for the laughs. Hope this made you gag. Eh, well,
yeah, you're the worst. Right, first of all, I mean...
We've all done stuff we regret, Chris.
Yeah, we have. But there's
I'm
levels.
Sorry. No, because this lady is probably a bit older now.
Definitely
not
a lady.
No, get lost. I've done... Listen, yous'll never know.
Right. But... Listen. My whole thing is...
What?
How did that conversation go when, first of all, he went, there's a monkey lump here, and she went, oh, no, a monkey lump. Oh, my God, what is it? Oh, could it be something... Oh, don't worry. Oh, yeah, it's just one of the Skittles.
Well, exactly.
Sorry, what? So how did that play out?
Yeah.
That could be, how did she, what, oh, sat on them? She would have to go, oh, someone was hiding Skittles at me, Fanny, by the way. You're still up for it?
Yeah. I'd have said, if it would be me, and they'd gone, what, I'd gone, bite down.
Bite down.
And if the bit would go, it's a Skittle, I'd go, happy birthday. Put that in there for you. Put that in there for you to find. Or I'd give them a tenner and go, you've won the main prize.
But then that implies that loads of people are playing for that prize.
No, just them. This is just, I put, that's been in
there. Why
don't
you give them a tenner anyway?
Because I've got to work for it.
I mean, like, the perfect one would have been, oh, that's where that went.
That's
Skittles. Do you know, I was counting my Skittles the other day and I knew I was missing one. Yeah. I was counting my Skittles naked and I was sitting on my Skittle bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could, if they're dead young, I mean, I don't know how old she is, but men, knowing from growing up, boys don't know much at all about girls.
Mm. I know Skittles don't come from vaginas, I tell you that right now.
Right, okay. Did you know that when you were 18? Could I have said to you at 18, if that had happened, and I could have said, oh my God, the other day I ate a Skittle and I choked and it went down the wrong way and it's come out my vagina? Would you believe that?
I mean, yeah, but it would have killed the mood.
There you go. Well, I'm sorry. Finding a Skittle out of someone's vag is going to kill the mood anyway.
But I've been like, but I thought the Skittle store brought the Skittles. I didn't think they came out of vaginas. secondly.
Yes.
I've been to the gum clinic. We've all been to the gum clinic when we were younger. You know, telling them you've got a text off someone who you'd slept with or whatever and do I have to get checked out? Mm-hmm. That's embarrassing enough as
it
is.
I know.
Literally going in, what seems to be the problem? Well.
I know.
You're going to laugh. Do you like Skittles?
Oh, how do you even...
Crazy.
That's so...
So
I'd have asked my mum. I'd have got my mum to get them out.
Do you mean you'd got your mum to go with you to the gum clinic?
No, I would have got my mum to scoop them out of your vagina rather than go to a gum clinic. Are you kidding me?
You would...
Yes.
You would have got...
Oh, Kate.
Mum's weirder. Kate's still weird.
What, then going to complete strangers and getting
whose job it is, who you'll never see again?
Nah. They wouldn't judge us. I would just say, look, I've done something silly. But you know how much I like Skittles.
And I, ma'am, know how much you like Skittles.
No, I would ask, I would
find the Skittle.
I would definitely ask them.
There's your torch. There's your torch. Mm-hmm. There's your shovel.
Mm-hmm. Shovel? Excuse me? There's your teaspoon. Yeah, there's your end of your teaspoon.
Tie this, ma'am. Tie this bit of rope round your waist. I'll hold the other end. Two tugs if you're getting lost and I'll pull you out.
Do you know what would have been better than Skittles?
Mm?
Rainbow drops. They would have disintegrated.
No, that's still...
They would have. No, rainbow drops.
Crackled as well.
No, yeah, awful. But they would have...
If you're listening, stop putting food up your fucking fannies. Pack
it
in.
I know.
As if I have to say that. It's unbelievable, man. Oh, I've just had a flashback.
Ooh.
Have we talked about it on the podcast when we were going? I think we were flying down to London for the TV show. We were flying down to London for something, or maybe on tour. And it was, it must have been TV show because it was near the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we bumped into, there was a group of young girls in the airport.
Right.
Can you remember this?
No.
There was a group of dead young girls in the airport and they wanted a photo and stuff. And we said, where are you going? And they said, oh, Ibiza. And straight away, the first thing out of my mouth, I just went, well, you'll all have to be really careful. Just be careful and stick together. And they looked at us like, wow, you are a boring old bastard.
I don't remember that, but that's ick. I'm glad I didn't hear that.
Straight away, I was like, just be careful, right? Everyone be careful. They were like, fucking hell, all right, man.
You love a bit of that.
Yeah.
It's one of my beefs. So me and my friends,
yeah,
I told you this, we want to go away and we think we want to go on like a walking holiday because, I don't know, I just don't fancy like a beach holiday. I want to do a bit exercise and that.
Yeah.
What if we become, but then drink and load in the nighttime. Anyway.
Excellent.
I said to you, me and the girls are thinking of going on a walking holiday. The first thing you said was, hey, be careful.
Yeah.
Why was that your first thing? Why wasn't your first thing, oh, that sounds nice?
Because people go walking and they get lost. Or they fall. You ever seen 127 Hours? Falls down a hole, gets his arm caught.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. See?
I think about that film all the time when
obviously
he has to
enough.
Cut.
Obviously not enough because you're booking walking holidays.
No, I'm
he
not
only
walking
walk,
anywhere
he
like
was
him.
Near his house.
Chris, I'm walking around the bloody streets, man. I'm not walking around places.
It's not a walking
like
holiday then. It's a city break. Careful because, you know, crime's rife in cities.
I'll put a bum bag on. I'll wear a fanny pack.
Fanny pack. You want a money belt and you want to wear it right up on the
yes,
nipples.
Yes, I will, man. I will. Yeah. I will. When he has to cut his tendon or the nerve.
Noise from operation. It's incredible.
Hell.
Yeah.
Oh,
brilliant
God.
Film. Brilliant film.
Think about that. I think about that a lot.
True story as well.
Yeah, I know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit. Little Poonami story for you now.
Oh.
Okay. Never did I think we'd have a story that mortifyingly embarrassing to write in. Turns out we do.
Yes.
So, in the midst of Christmas shopping at our local supermarket, our 3-year-old daughter needed a wee.
Right.
Insistent on using the travel potty, in brackets, she normally prefers the toilet, I had rather conveniently remembered to bring it with us.
Nice.
Bizarrely, it was suctioned shut. So I headed out of the store toilets and into the hallway for my husband to open. There he was, using all his strength to get it open, when wham! The potty flew open and an old, rotten, runny turd flew everywhere.
I was going to say that. I was going to say, have they left something inside it and there's a chemical reaction happening and it's sucking it shut?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In brackets, possibly 3 weeks to 1 month.
Oh, no.
I'm talking, God. Listen to where it went. I'm talking him. The floor, wall, everywhere.
I'd run home.
We looked at each other, the floor and the walls, in absolute horror, when we heard a rather posh old lady say, "It's in my basket." I have never been so mortified in all my life.
God.
My daughter was so embarrassed for us. She lifted up my coat and hid her head underneath it. The stench was so rancid, even an entire bottle of room spray and disinfectant kindly provided to us by the store to deep clean didn't mask the smell.
Oh, also made them clean it. Great. Yeah, I would as well. Yeah.
What have I learned? Never trust your husband to clean the potty.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, so Rafe's got a little potty in the living room.
Yeah.
And it's got it's a little dinosaur one. It's got a little lid on. It doesn't like, it's just, you literally just place it on top, don't you? Like,
yeah.
As if you're putting a plate over a bowl of soup and you're putting a bowl of soup in the microwave. And if you leave even some whey in there overnight and you put the lid on top, the next morning, the fucking warm, manky condensation on the inside of that lid
disgusting.
Is enough to turn your stomach.
Right? I know, it's vile.
Vile.
We need to get him, so he's in his potty, but we need to just get him on the toilet all the time because I'm sick of cleaning
out
that potty.
He's doing so well.
He is
doing
well,
so well,
but I am sick of cleaning out that potty.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, yeah.
It's just
there's something so strange about walking a fresh turd through your kitchen to the toilet.
I know.
And then tipping it into the toilet and it like hits the bowl. It's just so depressing.
It's
I don't know
horrible,
why.
Isn't it?
I don't
and
know why.
Our boys have massive shits. Like,
oh, Rafe's they're unbelievable. The length of his arm.
I know.
Unbelievable.
How
I don't know how he does
big?
It. And he knocks them out in seconds, you know. He goes, need poo. You go, there you go. He goes, done. And you're like, oh, it'll be.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's massive.
He's like me.
Right.
I'm like that. I just go for, I'm done. I'm literally done. Yeah. I don't sit there and linger. It doesn't take as long. The creep, I've told you, they creep up on me.
Yeah, no, they don't creep on, they jump out on you.
Yeah.
They don't creep up
I'm
on
like,
you.
I'm like, oh, there it
you.
Is.
You're but, halfway through a sentence and you go into the toilet and you sprint across the house.
But you and Robin take ages.
Yeah. Got to savour it sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Little bit of me time.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Here's a little ick to end with.
Ooh. Right.
Hello, Ramses. First time emailer, but an ick during the Christmas supermarket shop with my husband had me itching to email you.
Nice.
Imagine my horror when in the crisp aisle, my husband tipping a tube of Pringles very slowly upside down to his ear, listening for any broken bits to fall down. Only quiet tubes make it in the trolley.
No, I'm fully on board with that.
Are you really?
I'm going to start doing that. Thank
oh,
you very
God.
Much. Because I got a packet of Pringles over the... I got some Pringles over the Christmas.
Yeah.
They were absolutely destroyed. destroyed when I got them home. Was it because Rafe insisted on carrying them around the supermarket and dropped them 6 or 7 times? Absolutely. That's definitely what did it. But eating them broken was devastating. The whole fun of it is the shape. The whole fun of it. And I don't do the duck beak or anything like that. It's stupid. No, I just eat them.
But by the way, the new, not an ad, right? But the new multigrain Pringles are heavenly. Yeah. Really nice. I thought that we picked them by accident, right? Because they were on display. I picked it by accident because it was like...
Because your head's up your arse most of the time.
Yeah, but it was like a new offer and I just thought, oh, this, because they're the same colour.
I went to do it the week previous. I went, oh, why, the Pringles here? They're not normally here. Oh, multigrain. Okay. Yeah. And I avoided them and got the other ones.
Well, we got them, tried them. Bloody lovely. Yeah, nice. Dare I say, I like them better than the other ones, but that's just me.
They're very nice.
Back to this. I totally get his reasoning, but watching a grown man slowly tip the tube to his ear like a child with a toy made me want to knock his head off his shoulders. Love you both. Yes.
I love it.
I've never thought of doing that.
It's great. He's a genius. Yeah, that's it now. So he's like tipping it like when a kid has that stick and it goes...
Just to check.
Fantastic. Oh, I would love to know what supermarket he goes to, get there before him, obviously purchase all of the Pringles so I'm not destroying stock. I'll buy every single one of them and just fucking muller every single one of them and just watch how long. Leave one tube at the back unbroken, every other tube broken, and just see his fury as he just listens to tube after tube.
You've got
after
too much
tube.
Time on your hands.
I haven't. I'm saying I wish I had that kind of time on my hands and I wish I knew where he lived and I would love to be able to do that. But don't email him because it's not something
it's I'm not going to happen. He's living in a fantasy.
Don't follow another email up going, I'll tell you where we live. You can come down and do it. You can stay at ours. We'll make you tea. And I was just doing
no,
it for the
do
joke.
That. No, please
fact,
do that.
I might get Daisy to take this bit out of the podcast because that is the kind of thing someone would follow up on. I get an email from our management going, someone's been in touch saying, do you want to come and smash a load of Pringles in their shop? Oh, fuck.
I would pay to see that. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Maranoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. As always, we'll be back in your ears next week. And if you want to send anything in, it's shagmaranoid@gmail.com. Bye.
See you later, guys.
Ugh.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.